This ain't that kind of show, sister.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Muslima Reality Radio Show. Sorry.
If you are easily upset, offended, have high blood pressure, a weak stomach, and or no sense of humor, then this is not the show for you. The hosts do not claim to be scholars, sheikhs, or imams. They are simply providing a forum for the sister. So keep your bit eyes to yourself. Assalamu alaikum. This is Riyadh Abdul-Qayyum, a.k.a. the Black Man, representing Collegiate Records all day, every day. You know I listen to Kalima Abdul Rashid, the Muslima Reality Show, all day, every day. Hey, hold on, let me take this phone call for a second. Yeah, hello? Assalamu alaikum. Now I'm doing the drop for Kalima, the Muslima Reality Show. Yeah, nah, it's on right now, that's what I'm telling. Yeah, keep it tuned in, keep it locked. Yeah, Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern. Yeah, that's it. All right. Assalamu alaikum. Muslima reality. It's Muslima reality. The Muslima reality show. Keep your dial like Muslima reality show.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, upon our holy and noble prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his noble companions and righteous families, radiallahu anhum, may Allah be pleased with them all, upon us the believers, may Allah forgive us our sins, upon those that are struggling and or fighting to find the right belief, may Allah guide them to the correct belief. Definitely, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. May the perfect peace and blessings be upon all of us. Amen. Thank you guys for tuning in. You are listening to Muslima Reality, powered here by American Muslim 360, CWSC, Community Wide Shura Conference. I am your host, your sissy, Kalima Abdul Rashid. Prayerfully, you all have had a grateful kind of week with the bitter and the sweet. That's what life consists of. And definitely, should you be living, you are living, should you be listening to this show, it is another opportunity to keep smiling, shining, and definitely striving for the sake of Allah, because that is where it matters the most. So we say alhamdulillah. Allah knows the heart of man, no matter what, how bleak it may seem to many of us, no matter the illusion, delusion, attractions, distractions, our goal is the Jannah, should we call ourselves believers. It is the same. So definitely should we show gratefulness, may we show it to Allah in our actions, definitely putting in the work so we could get the great results and the rewards that is promised to us for putting in the work. Definitely, amen. So again, we have to say alhamdulillah. We have our topic today is Art from the Heart, our guest, Real Art Fizriallah. I am grateful to have a guest this week, because you guys know we do it every other week. So a Muslim word is better than cash in hand. So we want you guys to join in with your questions, comments, concerns, ayat, hadith, love, salam. Say we take the complaints. May we pray together, stay together, build bond, be together, inshallah, for the sake of Allah. But you guys can call in throughout the show with your questions, comments, concerns, ayat, hadith, love, salam. We'll take it. The call-in number is 425-292-4253. Again, that number is 425-292-4253. Push 1 to let me in. You are welcome. We definitely thank you in advance. Do not feel out of place. Do not feel out of topic. We are all one family of humanity here. Again, we thank you and we welcome you. So you guys, the time here is 5:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We know we're on that daylight saving time for some of us, so we have to say alhamdulillah, but it is always time to produce, to be productive. The time is now for us to get ourselves better, to make a better us, for better presentation for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The date is Sunday, November the 5th, 2017. It is Safar 16, Haredi, y'all, 1439 after Hijrah. The time is getting closer to that date. We do not know the date and or the hour, although we have been informed that the day will be on a Friday for those who believe. But the weather here in southern Pennsylvania now is a beautiful for me, 58, a low 45, grateful no matter the weather. May we stay prepared for the weather. Allah said the believers are those that are prepared. We are prepared because Allah has given us the guidance. So may we stay prepared. Definitely, inshallah. But we want you guys to stay tuned for more Muslima Reality, CWSC, Community Wide Shura Conference, and our topic, Art from the Heart, with our guest, Real Art, vis-a-vis Allah. You guys call in, support. We definitely thank you, and we welcome you. But hold tight. This is my theme song. You guys hear me say it. Those who love it, love it. Those who don't, won't. The rest of you guys, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. It is DMD, the Muslima Diva. It is called Falling Up. So listen, negativity is dismissed. We're pushing it out the door. Stay tuned for more Muslima Reality, CWSC, American Muslim 360, Community Wide Shura Conference.
Falling up, better reach up to the sky.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying this. So thankful for this day. Gotta get on my knees and pray to the Lord above. Show me love. I soar like a dove floating off his grace. It's fresh that I'm resting. I can't complain. See the smiles up on his face. Living life like a queen. I am you with me. So fresh, so fit and free. Yeah. You know you like that. When your man be so strong, all you do is bounce back. Can't hold me down. My feet barely touch the ground.
Yeah.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Cause feels like I'm falling up and I can't get stuck. Cause there's no luck and it ain't too much for me to make the best of my destiny. Feels like I'm falling up, I'm so grown up and I can't get enough. But it ain't so tough that won't not get the best of me. Got me feeling good,
so good.
Standing taller than they thought I would. Tell them watch this. Negativity is dismissed. Yeah, push it out the door. Spread your wings, take flight so that you can soar. And more, appreciate the little things. There's much beauty that life brings. Don't take it from me, yourself is a lens so you can see how it is to live when your heart is so free. Yeah, you know it's all love. And I say all this just because feel like I'm falling up and I can't get stuck. Cause there's no luck and it ain't too much for me to make the best of my destiny. Feel like I'm falling up, I'm so grown up and I can't get enough. But it ain't so tough that won't nothing get the best of me.
All praise is for Allah, the one who we beg to, cry to. Ya Allah, we need you at all times. Subhanallah, definitely. Take a deep breath. Subhanallah. So, alhamdulillah, you guys, again, all praise due to our Lord and cherisher of all. We thank you for holding. You are listening to Muslima Reality, powered here by Community-Wide Shura Conference, AM 360, American Muslim 360. I am your host, Sissy Kalima. Yep, Kalima Abdul Rashid. We are talking as we do every Sunday. We welcome you. We thank you in advance. You guys can always call in throughout the show with your questions, comments, concerns, ayat, high, deep love, salams, complaints, whatever you have on the topic, off the topic. Do not feel out of topic, but our topic today is Art from the Heart and More with our guest, Real Art Fiza Biallah. You guys, for all of you creative entrepreneurs, you guys, I mean, I look into the Muslim community and I find that we have so much talent. I meant OMG, so much talent amongst us. And I find that, you know, some of us say, you know, we are bored and we don't have anything to do, or, you know, things that are to do is basically dunya related and or, you know, distractions and or attractions away from the remembrance of Allah. However, there are so many beautiful, bold and courageous things, I'll use the word courageous things, to do for the benefit of the soul. So I had invited Real Art Fiza Biallah as a guest on the show. So you guys just say Q&A and just to, you know, give some engagement and how we can, you know, make the most of our time when we're not, you know, doing the obligatory, although we as believers, we live obligatory. But in between time and in the meantime, there are so many things that we can do that can bring, you know, benefit to the soul, to the mind, to the heart, just in the course of our day. Because, again, we can find ourselves in a funk, a mental funk. We can find ourselves in a physical funk. I mean, there's so many things that can be the entrappings of the shaitan, and we find ourselves like, oh, my goodness, how did I get here? You know, and one of the words that I really do, a bothersome word that I do not like hearing from my Muslim family, is the word I'm bored. I find that, like, wow, I'm sure there are so many things that we can do to, you know, kill that, those two words, I'm bored. Because, again, to me, I find that that is a real craftiness of the shaitan, because he can get in there and really wind us up and find us, you know, like, again, how did we get here? We're so far away from the remembrance of Allah. We wish and prayed, like, or remember when I was here, when I was, you know, on it. Of course, we know our faith go up and down and in and out, but, you know, you don't want to get to that place that you have left, you know, that goodness that Allah has given you to that which take us away from the goodness, just because we find and or use those two words, I'm bored. Again, there are so many things to do. But again, you know, we need a collaborated effort when it comes to reminders. You know, may you not hear it from your husband and or your wife or your sister and or your brother or your friends, just someone outside the box to tell you that, you know, it's going to be okay. However, we know we have to put in the work to make it okay. So, you know, we put in the work, Allah will provide the results. So, I asked our guests to come on at the top of the hour and or 15 minutes after, and I asked them to push one, but you guys know we keep this thing moving because that's what we do. Everything happens by the permission of Allah. While man plot and plan, Allah will always be the best planner. So may we respect and accept the decree. And I say that to myself first because I find that some of my hiccups come from, you know, may and or may not accepting and or respecting that decree. And that's when we, you know, find ourselves getting upset or thinking twice or second guessing or find ourselves in a mental funk. You know, I find that a lot of us are falling in depression and suppression as Muslims. And personally, I say it comes from not respecting and or accepting the decree, which is one of our beliefs. We believe that this happening today, that Muslim Reality would be on air live at 5 Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be talking with our guest, Inshallah, Real Art Fizia Law. That will be our topic. It was written. The pen is written. The pen is lifted. The pages are dry. We know that the only thing that changes that, the decree, is dua. So may we continue to make dua not only for ourselves but for our loved ones. I've been, like I say, I'm the type of person that a lot of people come to, and you know, they tell me a lot of things that's, you know, going on with them when it comes to life. And I feel and I see that all of us have those same problems, no matter what. We all have those same problems: health, wealth, family. You know, we have those same problems. They are all the same. However, it's not the problems; it's how we deal with them problems. You know, but I do find, as a whole, as a community, I find we need to pull more together. You know, there are single sisters out here that really need the help of the brothers, and I find that because of our dunya mentality, we don't really want to get involved and or help. You know, there are some brothers that are married, and the wives may feel like, you know, brother, I don't really want you to help and or support that single sister because that may be a situation of a second wife. However, if we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that brother had a pure and clean heart and moved with intentions, everything would be just fine. So we say we believe, but do we really believe? And it's not just relationships, you know, there is wealth, you know, there are, you know, brothers that holding down families that are not financially able, you know, with the work that they do to support their families, and it's coming in to be, you know, hectic. However, I feel that, you know, as a collaborated effort, we should, you know, put our finances together and just help one another. Especially should we be crying out to Allah to help us. I mean, there are so many things. You have the elders, you have elder people in the community that are sick and can't really get out and go to the masjid, and, you know, and that are not actually looked in on by the younger people in the community, or not even a phone call. So all of us, you know, all of us, Allah said he would not change our condition until we change that which is in our heart, that which is in ourselves. And you could scan your heart, your own heart, and say to yourself, have you visited the sick? Have you checked on your loved ones? Have you called your parents? Have you invited a sister to dinner or lunch? Or have you visited? I mean, I know we all have, you know, bottled up lives. We consumed in our work ethics and dealing with the kids, a lot of things, but we have to make time for that which going to bring about those checks on our report card come that day, because we're not going to be able to stand in front of Allah on the day of Yom Kiyama and say, you know, I didn't have time for this, and I didn't have time for that, and I didn't have time to do this or do that, because now it's our time, and that time is reckoning, and we're going to be questioned. What did we do with our time? What did we do with our health? What did we do with our wealth? What did we do with our worship, our benefits? So, inshallah, I just throw that out there. You know, I'm not exempt from a thing. I, you know, scan my heart, and there's so many things I want to do and wish I could do. You know, I find people come to me a lot for so much help, and should I be able to help everyone that come to me, I would. But I can't. So, you know, it kind of makes it a difficult situation, because, you know, people think, you know, the picture is not how it's perceived with none of us, but we have to be able to do something. Okay, for you guys who are just tuning in, you are listening to Muslim Reality, powered here by American Muslim 360 CWSC Community Wide Shura Conference. I'm just going on until our guest push one on that phone to let me know that they are on. We are talking Art from the Heart and more with our guest, Fizia Law. I meant with our guest, Real Art perceived to be a law. So, you know, a Muslim word is better than cash in hand, and that's another situation I find, you know, we want help or we ask for things that we do not do for our, with ourselves. You know, we make a promise we don't keep. We say we're going to be there, and we do not, you know. And inshallah is okay, but Allah knows the heart. So, hey, if our guests show up, it's 22 after, I've talked to them before the show, and they just said inshallah. Not too much. I'm kind of feeling like we may not have a guest, but we keep it moving. I see Sissy Debbie always here to support. I'm going to open up her mic, and I'm going to take a PSA after we hear Sissy Debbie, and we're going to keep it moving, you guys, because that's what we do.
Assalamu alaikum, Kalima. Kalima, I've been
How
pressing one for 20 minutes, and nothing's been happening. I think your guest is having trouble getting through.
Oh, wow. Let me check my phone, because I just seen your
Right. This is a first. No, but I, since the beginning, I've been pressing one, and I've even gone off the phone, come back on the phone, and this is the first time I've gotten through.
Okay, now I just see you. Let me see. Let me text them and see.
See if your guest is on there.
Okay, because I've seen your number there, but the question, but your line, it did not give me a notification. Are you there? Push one. I'm going to send them a text. Yeah, I've seen you there, but I just seen your number light up.
We're having technical difficulties.
SubhanAllah. So it's going to do what it do. So what I'm going to do is...
I was really getting frustrated there, Kalima. I was like, going, well, what's going on? You know, and then finally I went out. I turned off my phone again and went back on, and then this time it went through. But I mean, I must have pushed it 5 or 6 times.
Okay, well, I don't know what's going on. I do see my screen up, but my on-air light is not on, so I don't know. That's been like that for the past couple of weeks doing that. However,
it's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
It's reality. It's mostly my reality.
It's
so, reality. Yeah.
That's what your show is about, girl. That's what your show is about. So, you know, this is fine. This is where we totally accept what happens, happens, which is what we do with Islam. We surrender to Allah's will. So, basically, your show is surrendering to Allah's will.
Yeah. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a PSA. I'm going to check. Okay. I'm trying to text at the same time. I'm going to take a PSA, public service announcement, you guys. So, do not go anywhere. Stay tuned for more Muslim My Reality. I'm going to check on my guests and see should there be any issues there. And we'll be back, inshallah. Okay, so hold tight.
Inshallah.
Muslim Reality, CWSC, inshallah. CWSC Community Wide Shura Conference, American Muslim 360. Hold tight.
American Muslim 360.
Talk Unchained.
What exactly is Talk Unchained?
Going to be a mix, business and economics, politics, education, a little bit of international affairs, talk unchained. What I try to do is I try to be very informative and a little bit provocative at the same time.
Talk Unchained with Marlon Aldridge.
It's going to be something that's going to blow your mind, man, because I like to dig real deep. That research piece, and then just shock and awe, man. That's my style, the shock and awe. Talk Unchained.
Talk Unchained with Marlon Aldridge every Monday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. live only on American Muslim 360 Blog Talk Radio, the number one Islamic radio station in America.
Thank you guys for holding. I see 267. Let's see, is this our guest? Saying alhamdulillah, you guys, thank you for being patient. So I'm opening up 267. What's your reality? 267, what's your reality? Yes, is this our guest?
Yes, it is.
Alhamdulillah.
Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, we hear you good.
Okay.
Definitely. Alhamdulillah. So we thank you, and we thank you guys, the listeners and supporters of Muslim on Reality, Community-Wide Shura Conference, American Muslim 360, for being patient with us. We are talking art from the heart and more with our guest, Real Art Fizvi Allah. Who am I speaking with?
This is Abdul Bari with Real Art Fizvi Allah.
Abdul Bari. Okay, thank you. I wanted to make sure I give you a name when I call you. So I'm saying thank you. Thank you, subhanAllah. May Allah reward you, suffice you, continue to bless you with your endeavors. Ameen. How are you feeling?
I'm pretty good. A little tired. Had a big day yesterday, but I'm okay.
Okay, good. So, I mean, you living, you moving, you energetic, the blood is circulating. So, you know, yeah,
alhamdulillah.
I don't know. Yes, definitely. I mean, we have a lot of complaints, so as long as we're moving and being energetic, should it be for the sake of Allah, it's always alhamdulillah. Yes. So, okay, we're talking art from the heart. Before I get into that, I wanted to, I thought, you know, your art was very wonderful. I must say that. And I wanted to want you to elaborate on it. But before you do that, you know, many Muslims say that there are nothing to do, and there are many things to do. However, there are many things to do permissible, but yet they speak that there are a lot of things that are not permissible, you know, when we're dealing with the dunya and or mostly dunya related. How do you feel about that?
About things that's halal and haram? In reference to artwork per se?
Well, like I said, you know, there are Muslims. I'm going to bring it back to, you know, you getting into art and, you know, why you are into it. But there are those that I hear people speak on, and mainly the youth speak on, that there are not a lot of things to do, you know, because should there be, they're mostly and or mainly dunya related, you know. It's always, you know, what you can't do in Islam.
Right.
Speaking about the youth, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that. So I'm asking you how do you feel about this situation when you hear this? Should you hear it?
I don't support that notion. There's a lot of things that artistically you could do. But just the souls is not one of them. You know, it's a lot of decent things. You know, Allah, we identify him by his signs. And it's so many signs that we see, the nature of the trees and the, the mountains and the sun and all these beautiful things that we can translate on but artistically. So, no, I don't believe that. I don't support that notion there. And there's a lot of people that do. There's a lot of people that do. That's Muslim and non-Muslim also. You know, like still painting. You know, when we grew up as children, before I even took my Shahada, I seen a lot of fruits and plates in artwork that was hung in the house. And that was the most beautiful artwork that I ever seen at that time. So no, I don't support that. I think it's only a few things that we can't do. I think the dream of reality it is, it's the halal is outweighs and outnumbers the haram. I think that, you know, there's so many many more ways that you can express yourself artistically than not. So no, I don't support that.
Exactly. I will find that, you know, when you come to that place where you use the word, my two words, like I say, I do not like to hear when a Muslim say I'm bored, because to me it just, you know, is a crafty way for the shaitan to get in and just turn you into complete craziness and or chaoticness. So like you said, there are so many things that you can do where art is concerned. It is, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in, you know, painting. You know, there are books and just speaking or, you know, being participating in a community or just, you know, getting involved on so many levels. You know, art from the heart, meaning just the love of it, the passion and the compassion, just, you know, putting your time in. So what made you, you said when you were little or younger, well, you say before taking your Shahada, you would see, you know, art and things on the plate. You have really some remarkable pieces of work. We're going to let the listeners know where they can follow you and or find you shortly. But what made you get into, you know, putting your passion to paper or to canvas?
My passion before I started my interest in calligraphy, the Arabic calligraphy, I did portraits, and I enjoyed doing it for a long time. For a very long time, preteen, and then I acquired some knowledge that is haram, that is forbidden, and the punishment is severe. And then you go, and then you go in these stores and you see these things the things that the Islamic decoration that they sell, and they're all the same. It seems like it's all, you know, it's all like it's molded in the same, it's from the same mold or something. So they got the same idea. It's not no real artistic expression in it. You know, alhamdulillah, they got the source, mashallah, that's ultimately beneficial. That's especially beneficial. But we're talking about also decorating the house and bringing that beneficial information to someone's attention and make them look at it, and make you appreciate it in your home. And so I had a lot of people calling me about these portraits, and I did portraits for a long time again. And then I just had the idea, like 2013, I seen it in the books, you know, the calligraphy in the books and the beneficial books. And it always wowed me when I seen that, you know, it always wowed me. I said, I could do that. And you add some color to that, and it's probably really nice. So I just did it. I did maybe 10 or 15 of them, and I just got some compliments, and then I just never stopped from there. And it wasn't really long ago. But at first, it was kind of rough because I really didn't, I don't speak the language fluently. And at that point, you know, I really wasn't familiar with a lot of Arabic expression. And so it took a little while, sort of like on a job training. But mashallah, it's coming along. I'm still learning. Every day I learn something different. And I think that people appreciate it, alhamdulillah. And I think it serves a purpose and a benefit.
Definitely. So, yeah. So, how what is that feeling that you get? Because you say you don't speak the language fluently, but it's something that Allah is using your hands. You have gifted hands, like, you know, when you create this art and this calligraphy, how what feeling do you get?
It's an amazing feeling. It really humbles me when I see people like it. I got a lot of people that pay attention to it. In 2015, when I really first started, and this is one of the inspirations that it encouraged me to continue with it. I got a comment from a brother from Indonesia, and he was a graphic arts major. And I looked at his page after his comment, and he does art. This is what he do. He's involved in the artistic community, and he said a comment. He said it's the best calligraphy he ever seen. And at that time, that was when I just began, and I didn't know anything, and I was like telling myself, wow, like, mashallah, how can this be the best calligraphy he ever seen? They speak in Indonesia. They speak the Arabic, and he's in the artistic community. This is what he do. So I just, you know, that just wowed me, and it kind of pushed me. But I'm humbled, incredibly humbled, when I see and people ask for certain stuff, and then I see it later on hanging in their homes incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the most humbling feeling when you see somebody and they post on social media, and in the background is a painting, and you don't even know these people, and it's a painting, something that I did, something that I've done.
Wow.
So it's an incredible feeling.
Yeah. That must be a wonderful feeling, because, again, you give it back, and you had mentioned earlier that, you know, just the information, the beneficial information that you give through your paint. One of the things you mentioned earlier is when you were seeking and or, you know, inquiring about this, you knew that there was something in, you know, with painting. And I want you to let the listeners know that there are some haram things where it can be done with painting and or forbidden. Could you let the listeners know and or those who do not know what are some of those things that are forbidden?
Faces, life, Allah's creation, the humans, the animals, it's haram. And it's like I said before, it's not a lot that we can do. It's not a lot that we can do. There's a lot that we can do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said the picture maker on the day of Yama Kiyama will be told to bring life to his creation. And one hadith, he said the picture maker will be in the lowest depths of the fire. One hadith I read, Aisha, she said, hold on, I'd rather read it because I don't want to paraphrase anything. Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, he reported that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Those who make images will be punished on the day of rising. They will be told, bring to life what you have created." And that's what I was paraphrasing the first hadith. That's in Sahih al Bukhari, Tawheed, number 56. And another one that really, I remember and it kind of moves me. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from a journey. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from a journey, and I had screened off a shelf of mine with a curtain which had some figures on it. When the messengers of Allah saw that they were salam saw it, he ripped it down, and his face changed color. He said, Aisha, the people with the worst punishment with Allah on a day arising will be those who make things like Allah's creation. She said, after which we cut them up and made two cushions out of it. So they ripped it up and filled cushions with this stuff. Aisha Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, he said, I heard the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, everyone who makes images will have a soul appointed for him in hell for every image he made, and it will punish him in hell. Ibn Abbas said, if you must do it, then make trees or anything else which is inanimate. So those are incredible things for you to have a passion and a love for doing. You know, like I had a passion and love for doing portraits, and the people appreciate them and they call me to that. But I didn't know at that time. And the people didn't know at that time. And the people didn't know either. You know, they didn't know that there was a sister buried me in the fire with the lemmethalic. So, like you said, you know, we can make trees and anything else, which is inanimate, you know.
Right.
So we can get creative, you know, and I see a lot of people do get creative. I've seen a lot of people get very, very creative doing things in an appropriate fashion. I think a lot of people, they lean a little close. They lean a little close. They toe the line. They toe the line.
Yeah.
I see some real creativity. And alhamdulillah, if they're getting better, you know, if they're getting better, maybe they could, as they continue to learn, they will, we continue to learn, we have fear of law more, and we improve, we get better, you know?
Definitely learning to benefit the souls with that. That was something major that I think, you know, we need not to take for granted, but reiterate on, because, you know, the images, we know that, you know, I tell people guys that deal with the Muslims and the non-Muslims, and I try to, you know, deal with the non-Muslims on the Ten Commandments just so it could be elementary for them. And that second commandment is about the graven images and or the images.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is something
that... Yeah, that is something we have to, you know, take into account when it comes to not getting complacent or too comfortable in our way of life. You know, because there are some of us that we go so close to the edge that if we get plucked, we basically are turned over. But do not, again, there are so many beneficial things to do where Islam is concerned. Now, I must say your artwork is extremely amazing. It has an exotic twist on it. You can tell that they are original pieces. You can tell that it's done by the hand. You can tell that, you know, it's not, what you call it, duplicated and or what you call manufactured.
So I
say that gifted hands because, again, you say you've been doing this for 2 years. I mean, I'm sure the talent was always there. You just started, you know, rejuvenating it in the Islamic arena. Allah bless you with that. Now, you said you don't speak the language fluently. However, you do have Islamic pieces with the Islamic calligraphy, the writing on it. Like,
I learned to write. I learned to write. You know, I took the lessons from the Medina course, and you know, I took the elementary lessons for the Arabia. But when I say speak fluently, that's I don't speak it fluently. I don't speak it fluently. So I could read a little bit, and I could write a little bit. You know, but it's not like I write in English. You know, and it's the beautiful. It's the thing about it. I've been writing in English all my life, and I never was able to create things that look so attractive in my own in the English language. But then I don't know where I read it at, where it was said at before, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said he perfected our religion for us and gave us Islam as our way of life, and he gave it to us in the Arabia. And that speaks volume right there. And, you know, it's the most beautiful, it's the most beautiful language. It's the most beautiful writing, and it's the most complete and beautiful writing. And so that has a major part to play with it. I don't, you know, I Allah is the best of planners. He knows all, and I know nothing. But I'm sure it's by design. I'm sure it's by design that that the words are so beautiful that they could be made. I've seen some beautiful stuff. I've seen some beautiful stuff on just looking at videos from overseas and of Mecca and Medina, and them buildings are so beautiful. And it's just only thing they decorated with is words, the speech of Allah. They decorated with the speech of Allah. You know, that's the decoration. And it's the most beautiful buildings that I've ever seen in my life, with a little color. So alhamdulillah.
Yeah, definitely. And again, with that, those words mean so much. You'd be surprised how much a little bit of calligraphy or just a small writing have so much morals and so much meaning. It's a wild thing. And for you to know, I mean, someone asked me about Islam yesterday, one of my clients, and she said that she was a Muslim about 14, but she left. So I don't know what directed, well, we know it was Allah that directed her towards me because she's coming now as a new client, but I did not know her situation until she, you know, tells me, and then she told me that she wanted to get back into Islam, but she said at the age of 14, it was kind of like it was forced and or pushed on her, and she wasn't ready for that, but she know right now she is lost, and, you know, she was hearing me say some words. I don't know what I was doing, but she said it sounded beautiful, and I was like, wow, just the sound of the Islamic language. And when you talk about not fluent, I mean, as far as I could go is subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, but the sound of it, even our names, she had mentioned, I said the names that we have and hold sound so beautiful when you just, you know, just say it out of your mouth, like Kalima, Fatima, Khadija. You know, the names of Islam are just so beautiful.
No.
So, again, Allah is most gracious, most merciful. We have to say that. Again, you had mentioned about so many things that you can do as far as art. So, you know, the colors and, you know, the artwork. I'm going to ask you when after this break, do you have any kids, and would you want them to pass it on, or do they have that, you know, that drive, or do you, you know, use this in the community? Just hold tight. I have a array of questions. You guys do not go anywhere with our guest, Abdul Bari. We are talking art from the heart and more. Real Art Fizz Real Love. You guys want to take a quick break? You can find him on the book, the social media, Facebook, under Real Art Fizz Real Love. He's going to let you guys know where to find and or follow him. But we're going to take a quick PSA, inshallah, yes, and hold tight for more Muslima Reality, CWSC. Assalamu alaikum.
Hi, this is Dr. Amina Ali, Wednesday night host of The Birth of Women here on AM 360. You know, we recently had a very successful pledge drive. Your passionate giving helps to keep the programming alive and well. So to keep the offering continual, we are asking each and everyone in our listening audience to make an ongoing, tax-deductible, very charitable donation of as little as $10 a month. You can use a major credit card, pledge via autopay, or make a yearly donation of a higher amount. Log on to cwsc.us. and click the donate button. Remember, your donation helps grow the iman of the ummah into a higher intelligentsia.
Hey, where you going? Don't hang up that phone. Stay tuned. We about to make it do what it do. Here with Uncle Woo, AM 360. Because you can't stop this movement. AM 360 is happening. Hey! Wally Ali, I'm remaking this song, buddy. Watch out now. You can't stop this movement. AM360 is happening. Hey, Super Uncle Wu Show, y'all. Live music, open discussion. Students of Imam W.D. Muhammad and other guests give you the correct picture. You got the conscious connector. Uncle Wu, and I do what I do. AM360, check us out.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you guys for holding. You are listening to Muslim Reality. Okay. What are we doing here? Okay. Anyway, you guys, you are listening to Muslim Reality, powered here by American Muslim 360, CWFC Community Wide Shore Conference. We are talking. We thank you guys for holding. Our guest, Brother Abdul Bari, he is here with. And we are talking art from the heart and more. You guys can follow and or find Real Art Fizabiyallah on the book, inshallah. Some beautiful pieces there. We are talking about art from the heart and more. Again, there are so many things that we can do that is beneficial to the soul. May Allah continue to bless and suffice all of us in our endeavors. Now, but I was asking you before we went to the break, do you have any children?
So do I have any children? Yes, I have children. I got three children. I got
great. Are they okay?
Yeah, I got a daughter is 21, 16,
okay.
And 7.
Wow, so they are great ages right there.
Mm-hmm. My son, actually, I heard your question. I think you asked me, does any of them? Do any of them enjoy art? Did you ask me that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Actually, my son, it's funny because when he graduated from kindergarten, I was sitting in the first row and I was looking at the graduation and they gave all the kids an award for something that they excelled in. And at that time, I hadn't a clue that my son drew anything. He did good in school at the kindergarten level, but I had never seen him draw anything. And when he got to his name, they said, for the best artist, Elijah Williams, and that just blew me away. And he's been drawing ever since. He's been drawing ever since. Actually, I got him on. He's on Facebook. A couple of pictures of him drawing on there. He tries to help. I tries to show him some stuff, but he draws. He draws all day long. He draws all day long.
Wow.
So now I do. And he's my son. I got two girls. My girls, I didn't see no interest in art with them, though, but my son actually is.
That is great. Now, speaking about the children, the youth, do you get in the community or at the masjid? And I mean, on a level where you, because I'm sure, you know, in your community, they may know about your work, your art, people may follow you on the book. Do you have the opportunity to speak with them and or express to them some of the things that they can do, you know, Islamically, and use some of your pieces to, you know, elaborate on them? Because I find out youth are being consumed. We know they have a djinn with them. I forgot the name of the djinn that antagonized our youth. So do you get involved with the community with your work and or the Siha?
Unfortunately, no. I haven't. I would like to, but I haven't. I'm consumed my work and my family, and there's a lot to do. And I never really belong to a particular masjid. I'm a floater. I just go where I know that the da'wah is Salafi. You know, some good information. But I did though. However, I'm about to, inshallah, the masjid is called Muslim Central Society Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Central Delaware Muslim Society is building a new masjid. It's like in Camden, Delaware. And it's a real big, beautiful building, alhamdulillah. And I'm going to do the calligraphy work in that building, that masjid, alhamdulillah. That's like one of my passions also, just to do some work in some masjids. I've yet to do any, but so I'm just, you know, alhamdulillah. You know, when the Lord sees fit, if he sees fit,
right.
I get it done.
Definitely.
But
we
as
definitely
far as going into the community,
no,
I haven't done much in the community.
Yeah, we have to try hard to get involved in the community. If it's just pulling up one, you know, one young person at a time. I say this because, you know, we are one, and you find that a lot of the masjids are closed to the youth. So when I say closed, there are not a lot of activities going on with the younger generation to support them in growing in a positive direction, because there are a lot of things out here to call them in the opposite direction. So I know we, as adults, we get consumed in our, you know, personal lives and our families and our jobs and our careers and our and some of our directions are, you know, not directed towards our youth and our young. They are our future. You know, we definitely have to lead. We lead by example, so we have to set those examples for them. So we have to always find time, make time, bring time. You know, we have to give time to that generation, because we can look into, turn on the news, and, you know, just anything. This incident that happened in New York, and I was like, oh, God, here we go. They're going to point the fingers at all of us. So now I have to, you know, tighten up a little more and be mindful and be aware, be alert, you know, prepare to focus, because with that going on, you know, the ignorant just look at all of the Muslims, you know. The ignorant don't look at, you know, some of the Muslims or that, you know, isolated incident or, you know, so we have to constantly keep, you know, talking to our youth and talking to our children and talking to our young and remind them to be careful, you know, and alert. Again, Allah said that the believers are those that are prepared. So we are prepared with our deeds and our actions. It's a protocol that we follow. We must follow in order to get to our goal, which is Jannah. So with that, you know, that direction, the map is clear. It's cut, the blueprint is clear enough for those that follow the proper guidance will find it. So we have to definitely give that time to our to the elderly and to the youth, you know. We're going to be questioned. We're definitely going to be questioned.
Absolutely. I don't think that, I think that I definitely would upon any invitation to be a benefit of the community. I just don't think I had a, you know, I don't, you know, you have to put ourselves in positions to do certain things. You know, I just didn't have been called upon yet. So inshallah, maybe sometime soon I will be, you know, maybe I will be. I mean, I would love to. I would love to definitely. I love children. I love children.
Right.
You know, so yeah. And it is our job. It is our job.
Yeah.
It's obligatory for us to spread the da'wah and save each other.
Yeah, that's the word you use, obligatory. It's obligatory. It's not that you like to talk and I like to talk. It's obligatory.
No.
You know,
it's
like
obligatory.
I tell people, you know, when they see me, they like, oh, God, here come Kalima Good, because you see me. So, you know, some people run, some people stay. I'm like this, you know, my presence reminds them, and their conscience play a witness against them. So should you run it, you stay. Should you not run? Hey, I'm okay with it either way. I deal with those that are receptive, though. That eases some stress for me. If you are receptive, I give you some. If you want a little more, I give you a little more. But I'm not walking around with my while I'm your lad stick. You know, that's not for me. That's it. Said no compulsion, so that is what it is. You guys have any questions for our guest? Push one on that phone. I see you here. You are welcome, 425-292-4253. You are welcome. Push one. I will let you in. Would you have, you know, any questions, any comments, any concerns, any ayahs, whatever you have, definitely. We would love to hear from you. Again, 425-292-4253. Now, with you, any words of encouragement or upliftment, any motivation that you would give to our youth?
I think that if I had to share something that would be inspiring to our youth, it would be to act upon your passions from the early age. From the early age. Because we all have a gift. We all have a gift, and sometimes we don't even act upon our gift. Sometimes we just have a gift, and we don't even employ the gift. You know what I mean? And we just pass by, and we wind up doing different things. I remember my own, she used to always tell me to go ahead and continue to draw. And she told me that all my life. All my life. I've been drawing all my life.
Wow.
She's been telling me all my life, go ahead and do it on a serious level, and I never did it. And now she passed away. She passed away in 2015.
Wow.
It's ironic that she passed away right before I started doing it. So she never got a chance to see that. So I say to act upon your passions, to employ your passions at an early age. Because obviously that's something that you're good at and that's something you love doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, especially, yeah.
Whatever
especially
it is.
Especially with something that you're good at,
yeah. Yeah, whatever it is, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. I find that if you like doing it, I guess it's a rare occasion, but you wind up getting good at it if you do it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
so.
Anything it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anything that you are good
mm-hmm.
at. Just pass it on. Wonderful thing, you know. Was your mom Muslim?
No, she wasn't.
She was?
No, she wasn't. Nope. No, she wasn't.
Wow.
Okay.
That's another thing. We have to work on our loved ones, you know, give the siha to our loved ones because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a critical thing because sometimes we can love our loved ones but not love them enough. And when I say not love them enough, we don't remind them or call them to that which is beneficial and this is what will benefit the soul. I mean, there's a beautiful way that you can talk about art from behind. There's a beautiful way to express your art in dawah when you're talking to your family members. You know, again, I stay on the elementary level because I'm like one grain of sand with my knowledge on this thing. So
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, try to keep it real elementary.
Right.
You know, where my loved ones is concerned, and they always give me a head shake because I keep it, you know, I keep it on a level in which they understand. And, you know, I do my part. So if we genuinely love our loved ones, you know, be creative with your dawah. You know, you don't have to always be, you know, so hard and forceful. You know, you're going to hell, you know, if you don't do this and you don't do that, you know. We don't know, you know, we don't even know where we at. We know should we die upon belief, we're going to be okay. However, we do not know, you know, what state we're going to be in when the angel of death comes out. So I know that I was taught earlier, you know, it say those that, there are those that will lay down a believer and wake up a disbeliever, and those that will lay down as disbelievers and wake up believers. You know, and some people don't clarify that, but the task have said on that is, should you lay down a disbeliever and wake up a believer, is that you grabbed onto the rope of Allah, and should you lay down as a believer and wake up a disbeliever, is that you have let go of the rope of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to continue to work and just hold on and pray and have genuine dua for one another. We have to, you know, get involved and, you know, just ask Allah to help us. Now, one thing I want to ask you, did you finish the wall? Because I know you had something on the book that you was painting the room. You said it took you a while to get into this, and you started it. You put some post stuff on the book, and it is amazingly beautiful. Like, did you finish the room?
No, I'm not finished the room. I'm gonna share it. I'm working on some ideas and getting some more supplies.
Goodness.
Yeah, that's the beginning stage. I got a lot to do with that.
Wow.
But I'm gonna have fun doing it though. I've been promising myself to do that for more than 2 years actually. But I just painted the whole house and that's the last room. Right? So
wow.
Yeah. So
you said that was the prayer room.
So I can take my time with it.
Yeah.
Nah,
you said that was
room.
The prayer. Oh, gosh, it is beautiful. You guys have to go follow that. Give them the information where they can follow you and or find you. So they can also see that room and your artwork, where they can find you at.
They can find me at on Facebook at Real Art Feasibility Lab or on Instagram at Real Art Feasibility Lab.
Oh, my goodness, you guys, you have to. to see this work. I'm trying to tell you, it is. You've seen a lot of work, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of calligraphy, and like you say, a lot of it is similar. There are, it's very few, you know, work that I see, you know, art styles as far as Islamic art. You know, they kind of, I don't want to use the word I used earlier, when it's manufactured, is when it's, you know, duplicated, when it's, you can tell that this, again, is original pieces, is beautiful art. How, are you selling your art?
No, I'm actually, hold on for a second.
You want me to buy it?
Yes, I do sell it. I sell the pieces. A lot of people request stuff. It's not expensive. I don't try to make money. I just do it. It's just a passion of mine. I don't try to make it. It's not my living. I don't make a living by it. So basically, you're paying actually for the supplies, the canvases, the frames or whatever, and a little bit of time. If I got to ship, you want to pay for the shipping. But it's not expensive at all.
It's beautiful. You, may Allah, you know, bless you. I know you said your mom has been gone for 2 years and she haven't had the opportunity to actually see this form of your artwork, although she knows because she has, you know, pushed you to continue, you know, to live and love your passion. So, wow. How long you been Muslim?
Since I was
16. Okay, so subhanAllah, so your mom definitely knew that you was a Muslim, so subhanAllah. Yeah. So that's a beautiful thing. I know it's sad, you know, when our loved ones, especially our parents, when they die a disbeliever, because it's nothing that we can really do for them. Like, it's just like the most painful thing that you have to, you know, live with, you know, when you're dealing with your loved ones. But you guys, if you have any questions, you are welcome. We still have time here. You can push one on that phone, 425-292-425-360W, over there on the line. You have any questions, anything you want to say to Brother Abu Bari, you are welcome. Again, you guys, 425-292-4253, push one. That is the call-in number. The access number to get in is 1. We appreciate you guys listening to Muslim Reality, CWSC Community Wide Shura Conference. I definitely want to ask you, because you mentioned the youth, I want you to give us some words, some encouragement, some uplift, some push. I know you're busy, you know, but it's something that you could give us to let us take to the dirt, inshallah. But before that, I want you guys to know you can always continue to support AM360, American Muslim 360, Community Wide Shura Conference. You can find them on the socials. That's Facebook, Instagram. I'm at Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You guys, to employ leadership, community service, and any other volunteer opportunities, you guys can email at info@cwsc.us, or you can call 910-317-0297. Also, you can follow CWSC AM360, again, on the socials. That's LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. Again, this is open just, for the Muslims and the non-Muslims to bring your positivity, anything, should you like to be of benefit, you are welcome. Again, the information there is email at info@cwsc.us. or call 910-317-0297. Also, should you like to be a guest here on Muslima Reality, you can contact me at MuslimaReality@iCloud.com or KalimaRashid@gmail. I'm also on the book, that's Facebook. You guys Google me. It's just, hey, should you like. But I'm there. I appreciate you guys. If I reach out to you, I appreciate you accepting the invite. You know, this is what we do. We are here to bring productivity to the masses, and may Allah reward us for our intentions. Amen. So I'm asking you, Brother Abu Bari, give us some words of positivity, some upliftment, some push, something to take us to the dirt, inshallah.
One of my favorite hadiths that I try to live with and hang my hat on and day in and day out is a hadith by Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu. He said one day while he was sitting with Allah's messenger, salallahu alayhi wa sallam, and know what? It's funny, that's the wrong hadith. The hadith is actioned by, or hadith is by Umar ibn al-Khattab, of course, again, radiallahu anhu. He said, certainly actions are by intentions. Actions are considered based on intentions, he actually said. He said, everyone gets the reward according to that which they intend. And he used for example, he said, so anyone whose migration is for Allah and his messenger, his migration is for Allah and his messenger. He said, but the one whose migration is for worldly gains, he gets that for as if he migrated for to marry a woman, he got that. He might marry a married woman, and that'll be his reward, and he'll get the reward in the day of Yama Kiyama. A lot of times, we have so many people that have so many beneficial jobs. So many of the women and the men are nurses, fire office, fire department, and police officers, and lawyers, and even the lowlier jobs that would, when some would consider the lowlier jobs, the trash department and stuff like that, electric department and the cable department, and all these things serve as a purpose for people. You're performing a service for people, and you can be rewarded in the hereafter for that. You know, how many people do a nurse serve a day? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said there's charity, there's tzedakah in every joint of a man's body, every day that he rises. So we always doing something. He said tzedakah, which is something that's for the sake of Allah. That's a good deed. That's an action performed for the sake of Allah. And we do it all. We do it day in, day out. But a lot of times we don't do it for the right reasons. We do it for the paycheck alone, and that could be doing it for the sake of Allah. The halal earnings, because we could be doing other things that's not so very halal at all. So I think that we should all start thinking when we do little things to ask Allah to make it good for you. Make a dua out of it. When you leave the house, make a dua. You're going to work. Ya Allah, make this day good for me. I mean, make you know, whatever good I serve today, make it good for me today. Yama Kiyama, I mean, however you want to do your dua, but your feasibility there. Your feasibility there. Then if you succeed or fail, ultimately it's successful. You know, ultimately it's successful. Like you said, actions are by intentions, and everyone will get the reward for that which he intend. So, if you do it for Allah's sake, you'll find your reward with Allah. And that's it.
I mean, I appreciate that so much. May Allah reward you again for all your endeavors. You know, best to benefit in the hereafter. You know, give your wife salams. One of the messages, you know, about family. Just a huge thing. Like you said, for the sake of Allah, just remember Allah, and you're going out and you're coming in always. I mean, when we begin in the name of Allah. But again, I want to thank you for accepting the invite. May Allah reward you for your talent, your give back. Like you say, remember Allah in everything you do, because a lot of the things we do, a lot of our pains is financial. I find a lot of complaints or a lot of worries and stress that I hear from the people is financial woes. You know, some of us mismanage our money. Some of us, you know, do not do, you know, what we need to do with our money. You know, that's where the soul benefits. But Allah knows. But know that there are always those above us, and there will always be those below us. I'm going to ask you again for those that are just tuning in, because they tune in all the way to the end, where they can find you. And again, we're talking Art from the Heart with our guest, Brother Abdul Bari. It's
Real Art Suzabel Law. I want you to give them that information again. And should you like to, you know, order art, or, you know, you could talk to him and he'll deal with you, I'm sure. But again, it's some real exquisite pieces that is, you know, again, gifted hands. You know, may Allah continue to bless you, your family, and your endeavors, I mean. So give the information to the listeners.
Again, you can see my stuff on Facebook at Real Art CGBD Lab, and also on Instagram at Real Art CGBD Lab. And if you're interested in anything you see or anything you might want to create for yourself, personal piece, you can call me at 267-616-3924. That's 267-616-3924, and we can create something together.
Definitely. I think you had some things on some clothes also. You do that, yeah.
Yeah, I do. Just, you know, whatever I can put it on, I put it on.
Right. So you like coffee mugs, or, you know, there are a lot of people drinking coffee. Have you branched out on that? Have you put them on mugs or?
Nope, I sure didn't.
That's one to think about. I mean, hey, you never know where Allah has. Yeah, two years out is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
You don't know what Allah has in store for you. So continue to do what you do. I mean, it's beautiful. Again, it is. Is definitely unique. Is unique. So I'm sure your mom would be proud of you. You know, again, you know, it's a difficult thing that, you know, your mom didn't get that opportunity, and I pray that our loved ones do get that opportunity. But again, may Allah bless you, suffice you, continue to keep you going and growing, and, you know, may it benefit the masses, inshallah. When they see your work, like you say, you look at some pictures or some posts, or people, you know, post up, you see your work in the background, is a benefit.
Right.
So may the good you do live after you. You know, which I did, Sadaka Jaria, you know, what we put in is what we get in, get out,
right,
so to speak. You know, the good you do live after you. The bad you do live after you. So, you know, we want to put our best forward, inshallah, and the best reward is from Allah for Allah. So I definitely thank you for, you know, taking this opportunity to, you know, spend this time with us. I know a lot of people think, you know, 90 minutes is a very long time for an interview, but we appreciate you guys for whatever you give us. So, again, we appreciate you giving us this time. May you guys follow Real Art Suzabela on the book. That's Facebook, also IG, on Instagram. Look for it. You know, much success. May we all support one another and the benefits that we do to the community and for the community. Prayerfully, you know, like you say, the masjid that you're trying to, that you're going to do the work in, you that's going to live after you, inshallah. So, that's something remarkable within itself. So, if you have anything else to say, you can say it, and we could, you know, end the interview. That way, I won't have to, you know, squeeze you out any longer than I did. But I appreciate you because, again, we are over in 10 minutes. So, is there any shout out you want to give to your family, your wife, the masjid, anything that you're up against, any conventions, community outings, anything you want to bring awareness in your community to those that may be listening?
I just want to give all the believing people assalamu alaikum, and implore everyone to be mindful of the salat. That's the first thing that we be judged by. So be mindful of that. And don't never, ever, ever downsize, don't downplay the significance of that.
Oh,
that's all.
Huge. It's funny that you say that because I was speaking with someone earlier and he always talking about chasing dollars. And they called me at the time. It was Salat, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know if this is the craftiness from the Shaitan, because I know if you are a Muslim, you know what time to make Salat. You will call me and come make Salat. So, and I'm saying, you know, do not
do not, nothing in this world mean more to you than that. That's the first thing going to be called on the day of Yom Kiyama is Balat. So if that is deficient, what's next? We don't know. So with that being said, get them salats in. I mean, if, again, and I say this, and I'm not saying this, you know, that it, I'm not telling you to take my advice on this. I'm just saying, if you're not making all five and you're only making four, alhamdulillah. If you're making four and not making five, if you're making three and not making five, alhamdulillah. If you're making one and not making five, alhamdulillah. But no salats at all. Oh, no, no. Now, I say that to say until you build up to the five, but no salat, it is no way. It's like chasing your behind. Like, how can you chase them dollars and Allah can give you a disability? Because what it's going to do is going to catch up later. And then we're going to be begging and crying to Allah, wishing and hoping and praying that, you know, why and how we get to this position. But when you do self-inventory and you scan your heart, you neglected so many obligations, but you know, we always want from Allah, and like I said, and I was speaking with someone earlier, Allah gives us without us even asking. Should you be standing here with your eyesight and your hearing and your abilities, Allah returned that to the wretched and the blessed. So you don't have to ask for certain things, but you will submit. You will submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by force and or by choice, and I pray it is by choice because force is going to be too late. So inshallah, may we have a blessed week, blessed weekend. Pray for our loved ones. Look after our elderly. Just call someone when you hang up from here or get off the line. Just call someone and say, you know, I'm just calling to check on you. I'm just give you a hug or a hug through the phone, a kiss through the phone, however, whatever. Just, you know, put some, build up that spiritual bank account. You're chasing money. Fix your 401k spiritually, inshallah. Do not die, you know, bankrupt. You know, again, the salats are huge and major, so definitely. Okay, brother, so I appreciate you. Again, may Allah continue to just bless you and your family, because it's a huge thing. A lot on the brothers. You know, Allah has made the men the vanguard of the religion. So there's a huge responsibility that is on your plate as the brothers, you know, the men of the community, the leaders of the communities, in the homes, in the communities, in the masjid. We definitely have to find time for the brothers. I'm speaking to the brothers, speaking to you, you know, from a woman, from a sister, from a mother, point of view, that we really need, you know, the brothers, the men, to really be more active in their role. And I say that in that which bring us back to that last khutbah, that last sermon from the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, is a obligation that you guys take care of your responsibilities. A lot of brothers have the titles and not the responsibilities. It don't work like that. I mean, you're not going to be able to have an excuse on a day of reckoning, on a day of sorting out. It is what it is. It says some people are going to be crying so hard that day, they're going to have furrows on their face, and you never cried that hard. So no matter what you're going through in this life, it is not that bad. So continue to hold on. None of us are exempt from pain, pressure, and or problems, because who do you think you are? You know, if I can lose a loved one and you can't, you know, Allah is just, you know, the woman that guard her modesty do not get the same reward as the woman who disregard her modesty. The liar do not get the same reward as the truthful. The one who take a life do not get the same reward as the one who save a life. So may we remember those 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come up feeling real easy and real good, especially should we be putting in the work. Allah says that I am to my slave and servant who they believe I am. I go over those 99 names of Allah, and I'm like, wow, and there's no way we should be overwhelmed after going over them. And I mean, it could be real tight. You could maybe dig in that hole trying to get to that opening. It's 1 inch away. Do not give up. It's only 1 inch away. So maybe we continue to hold on and ask Allah to forgive us. And another thing, brother, you mentioned salat, but here's another big one right here, repentance. A lot of us need to fall back on repentance. We don't pay too much attention to that. It's easy as saying, Allah, forgive me. It's not as easy as that. I mean, it's bigger than just saying, Allah, forgive me. It's a 1-2 punch. So you make repentance. You feel remorseful. You ask Allah to forgive you. You do not return to that which you asked him to forgive you for. But again, that word intentional,
Do not intentionally sin and think that it's going to be easy for Allah to just forgive you for that. So, again, all of us are on a mission. Again, you use that word obligation. We have an obligation to do. We have to go back and pull somebody up. But if they're trying to pull us back, let it go. No, we're not doing it. I'll throw you in the life preserve jacket or the rope or the, you know, whatever I have, dental floss, whatever you need, but I'm not going to allow you to pull me in. So, you guys, stay tuned for more Muslim My Reality, CWSC. It's more AM360 shows. If you missed this show, you can always get it in the archives. That's AmericanMuslim360.com. I post on my page, should you guys follow me on Muslim My Reality, there's a page there. You guys can always go there, click on the link, retrieve the show, pass it on, inshallah. Pray for our guest, our brother, and his art, real art, please be Allah, and may Allah continue to bless him. You never know, it'll be in your house one day, and you'll be like, you know what, this is the brother that was on Muslim My Reality. This is, oh, yeah, subhanAllah. You never know, brother, how far you will go and what Allah has in store for you. So may Allah continue to bless you in your efforts and your endeavors. So I'm saying assalamu alaikum to you and your family, and much success. Definitely. Are you there, brother?
Oh,
hey, Sissy Debbie, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
You are completely welcome. Continue doing what you're doing. Keep making dua for those that need it, and may the dua be sincere. May Allah answer the supplication of the supplicant. Sissy Debbie, are you there? Okay. Sissy Debbie, I don't hear Sissy Debbie there, but we thank you guys for holding and supporting Muslim My Reality, Community Watch, Shura Conference, CWSC. We definitely thank you. You guys, again, should you like to be a guest and or be a part of the community, you are always welcome. We're going to play this PSA up out of here. You guys stay tuned for more Muslim My Reality, CWSC, Community Watch, Shura Conference. AM360, American Muslim 360. Stay tuned. Go get a drink of water. Do what you do and come back. There's more shows. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Are you or anyone you may know big into sports? Having a unique ability to deliver opinionated yet knowledgeable sports takes? Or maybe you're a travel aficionado in love with and passionate about all things travel, from cuisine to hotel tips, modes of travel, one with the air, the land, and the sea. Even the best way to save a buck or two. Or do you have an interest in fashion? A keen eye for the movers and shakers within the realm of Islamic fashion? Perhaps a history buff? Maybe you're an expert in law, all things related to the Ummah and entertainment. Or a student proficient in the arts? An environmentalist? You are a renowned activist or a writer with love for teaching and the deliverance of ideas via the pen, the keyboard, or if you're old school, the typewriter. If you share any of these unique talents or know someone who does and are interested in hosting your own radio show, then you've found the right place. Log on to www.cwsc.us or www.blogtalkradio.com/AmericanMuslim360 for more information. We hope to hear from you soon, and inshallah, the world will begin to benefit from your unique talents and points of view. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.